This is Sam Kinison was on years ago. I don't even know how many years ago this was.
This was a long time ago.
Yeah. This is when he was in a war with Bob Goldthwait. And we called Bob. Bob was filming the movie Scrooged. And he was on his way to the set. And we called him, and Sam, and I said, hey, can't you and Sam get together? And Bob was trying to make an effort to get together with Sam.
He really was attempting to reconcile their whole problem.
But Sam had been drinking heavily that morning, let's be honest. I mean, he had been hitting the champagne all night and then came in with a couple of bottles. And
was in no mood to be peaceful.
Yeah, and he tried, and then Bob would say something kind of innocently, you know, trying to protect his manhood somewhat, and then Sam would just go off on him.
Well, you listen to the tape. You'll notice that when Sam goes off, nothing really bad has been said.
I know. Nothing really. He was totally irrational. Bob was like, hey, I didn't steal your act. You know, I'm a completely different comedian. And even I said to him, hey, no, Bob isn't the same as you.
I've listened to this tape easily 100 times because it's maybe my favorite moment ever on the show.
Yeah.
And what you miss is Sam's like, all right, I'm going to be calm. And then he starts to get angry and you calm him down. And then he just goes off the road for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really trying to be calm for like the first 10 minutes. And then he just got angry.
Do you think it's right to pick this up in the middle of the conversation?
Yeah.
All right. People will still get the idea?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's what gets on. You see, Bob, that's what gets Sam upset.
That I do movies?
That you do the movie that... Well, see, Sam, you can't hold that against Bob, though.
I'm not mad at Bob, but Bob did a thing on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
He did an interview, and he really tore me up. He was going like, if I was as ugly as Kinison, that I would be appreciative if any woman found me attractive and gave me any attention. Do you remember that, Bob?
Well, Bob, that's not right.
Yeah, but Sam, you say in the press that I stole your act. I mean, so...
I never said that in the press. You went on the L.A. Reader, dude. That I was the Ku Klux Klan's favorite comic, man. Remember that? You were the comic that was the liberal thinker, and that you represented the thinking man's comedy, and that I was like the comedy for the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. That was in the L.A. Weekly.
Now, wait,
that's when I saw you at the Comedy Ward. You said, why can't we be friends? I said, because you have mouthed off in the press,
okay,
man.
Sam, well, a few weeks before that, why didn't you pick up the Village Voice where you said you stole my act? And that was before the L.A.
Stole your act. That was a fag that my ex-manager allowed to go on tour with me.
No, wait a second.
That I didn't want to write a review on me anyway.
You said in the... Sam...
Dude, I'll be in L.A. tomorrow, all right?
Okay, and if you're sober, I'll talk to you.
Oh, well, why don't you do another winter hit film with Whoopi, your buddy, the only one that can get you work because you're such a loser actor.
Wait a second.
And you're such a pitiful comic that Sylvester Stallone threatened to beat your ass because you said he was a disgrace to anybody who ever went to Vietnam. Remember that, Goldthwait?
No, wait a second. I didn't call for this
reason. I'll beat your ass,
Sam, man. Wait a second.
Yeah, you think you're safe?
Wait a second. Hold it, Sam.
I'll come to the set and kick your ass, man.
Bob. Bobcat.
Howard, you're doing a good job.
What are you going to do exactly?
Huh?
What are you going to do exactly?
I'm going to be afraid of your scary talent that's just going to put all this out of business.
No, what did you say? You're going to kick my ass? You're going to come to the set?
I'm telling you, man. Anytime you want me, you know where I'm at.
No. I'm not challenging you. I don't want to fight.
I wouldn't either if I was you because I don't think you can handle it.
Well, you're probably right. I don't fight.
Yeah, I know.
I don't carry guns,
you don't create very well either, do you?
Now, wait a second.
You probably wake up going, I wish I was him.
Wait a second.
I'm the king. I always was the king.
Sam.
When you were peeing your pants up in Boston, kissing Lenny Clark's ass, babe, I was out there paying the dues, letting women and waitresses tie me off to keep me going because I couldn't get work. And you and Whoopi and Billy Crystal and all of them can do what you want, man. I'm going to do what I want, and we'll see who wins, man. You must be very proud of your film collection, including Scrooge.
Now, wait a second. Sam, I want to, first of all,
no, I ain't
I
taking
want
this
to...
guy's crap,
no,
man.
But I
it was your idea
happen.
To call him.
I did a bad idea.
Yeah, it was a bad idea because I don't dig this guy because he thinks he's hot he's
all
not.
Right. Wait a second.
You know, I think that we can't do this over the phone.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to get you guys together on a TV special. Now, come on. Hey, well, anyway. Oh, God. Bob?
Yeah?
I tried to get you guys together. Sam, I thought it could work. I'm wrong.
You know, because I think you're both very talented.
I think both of you guys are very talented people, and I think the press, and to a large degree, has pitted you guys.
Yes.
Has pitted you guys against one another.
Yeah, I still have the articles when he put me down, man.
All right.
I got them on video, and I got them on tape, and I never said a thing against him.
Damn.
Until after that.
Damn.
You know it's the truth.
Wait a second, let Bob talk. Let Bob talk, Sam.
I'll let him talk. But right. I didn't say nothing against him, though it came out in the press.
Hey, Sam, you're not going to hold this against me and take me out of the movie, are you? It's not my fault.
Yeah, we'll let him put him on 1 year so you'll never work again.
Oh.
Uh-oh, Howard.
No. Bob?
Yeah.
You want to say anything?
What do you mean?
Now, I really think that this was an argument created in the press
by the press.
They had nothing else to write about.
That's right.
They hear two guys yelling, and they tell everyone that they're the same or they're alike, and
right.
that's not
and
true.
And you guys are completely different.
Anybody
really
that compares us are people that have absolutely no idea
exactly.
what
absolutely.
Our concepts of comedy
exactly.
are about.
Exactly. It's
because I speak from the soul. I speak from my life experience, and Bob speaks...
From his life experience,
and he does his thing,
right.
which is totally different than mine.
Exactly, but that's
now,
the problem.
I'm honest and clean enough to say that.
But I don't deserve to
be called the Ku Klux Klan Grandmaster's favorite comic, and
Sam,
that women...
Sam,
went,
Sam.
You right, said it,
Wait, we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, what do you have to say,
Bob? If I apologize for that statement, you mean you'd be fine?
Do what?
If I apologize for that statement, you'd be fine with me?
Man.
And you wouldn't bring me up anymore, and I wouldn't be.
Wait, why don't we agree to do that? Why don't you guys just say, hey, look, we both have very different acts. I know that. You know what it is? The people in the press, it's just like the people who wrap me up on those DEA charges.
Or the shock jock thing and lumping you with a bunch of no-talent DJs.
Do you know how many articles I get lumped in with no-talent DJs? Seriously, and it drives me crazy. And the thing is that when they lump me in and say...
Howard, who are you comparing to a no-talent DJ?
No. You don't get me wrong here. I'm just saying the press...
P-U-S-S-S-Y out of it, Howard.
No, wait a second. Wait a second.
Where's your manhood, man? I sat here and called you the Godfather Shock Radio. Robin Williams should have brought you in as a consultant, and you're... Oh, he hung up. Oh, Mr. F***ing Rock and Roll.
Wait a second.